Welcome to Explorers Wanted. We are a weekly Numenera actual play podcast. I will be your sweet, kind, and gentle GM, Daniel Anderlich. With me today is Alex Finn.
I've been abusing all of the fancy coffee machines at work. I've had so many fun drinks. Today, I just tickled my giggle dick by getting a steamer.
Oh, you are so fucking wise. It's not my turn to talk, but yeah.
Stace Babcock.
You're so fucking wise, Alex.
I didn't realize our coffee machine could do that at work, so now I'm trying all the options. Make me come and I'm going to have five fancy drinks.
And Samson Davis.
Alex said giggle dick and we just all ignored that.
But you never tickle your giggle dick?
I didn't know I had one. What the fuck is a giggle dick?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I think you're the weird one here, not knowing what a giggle dick is.
Giggles and it wiggles. It beats all you ever saw. It's a watermelon crawl reference. No one's going to get it, so I had to say it.
Well, you know what people will get? The beautiful value of Die Hard Dice. Wow, Die Hard Dice. Online purveyor of math rocks for all your gaming needs and even non-gaming needs. I don't know what you do with your life. Go on to Die Hard Dice. Find a beautiful design that you need for your life. And maybe pay special attention to the reroll set that they have going on right now using recycled acrylics from previously made dice sets. They're beautiful. Part of the proceeds goes to charity. What a wonderful purchase for you. And when you go make that purchase, you can use our code EXPLORERSWANTED at checkout. You get 10% off your order. High quality product for a little bit cheaper and you're helping to support the show. So go do that, please. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
What the fuck is a watermelon crawl?
It's a song by Tracy Byrd.
Well, who remembers what happened last time? I'm going to pick on Alex.
Damn, what did we do? I know. There we were, separated, as all good parties are. When in doubt, split the party. Ilsim was watching somebody get tortured and didn't really care about it. She just stood there and was like, yep, this is happening, and I'm not stopping it.
She tried to leave. That was two episodes. She tried to leave, but she...
That is not the same thing as not trying to stop it or not feeling guilty about it.
She feels awful when she is going to be able to feel again because it's been a bad day for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bertrand got taken to task. Good thing we used that player intrusion to make him a horrible person or else we might have to feel bad about it.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Any whoozle doozle woozle boozle. Bertrand, after some persuasion, was like, oh, you know who I sold this to? Ilsen. And that's where Odalai was like, hey, Ilsen, did Bertrand sell you an object that they stole from us that we're all in this room to discuss? And Ilsen was like, nah. And then Bertrand tried to finger somebody else. I don't think that worked, though. And you know what happens then. You were all there.
Yes.
They had a hearty handshake and everything was forgiven. And we all left as better people, because communication is key.
That's a lot of editing for Daniel to pull out of that episode.
Yeah.
As we had made it back to the Enclave and gave Tivu some money and higher blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
By, kind of just dropping the ball that she did break somebody out of prison and, maybe might have to go live in a hotel, motel. Holiday Inn, until the heat dies down. And then Ezri declared naps, as we do, because we are very low tier and our pools, they quite frequently runneth dry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else in the Ezri scene besides waking up with like a mass on her chest. And we all just heaved a sigh of release for that to be Mr. Tompkins. Because I was genuinely worried that that was just no longer a storyline, but don't worry. We still have him.
The day Dan kills a cat in-game is the day we're all in danger.
Yes. We'll have to reroll so many characters trying to save those cats. And then we go to Magpie, where Magpie has been, politely escorted by civilized folk to have a nice, easy chat about, how's your work week been? Oh, has it been great? I heard you've been up to some stuff that you've, been doing a great job and you should get a promotion and there's nothing to worry about. So it was actually the opposite. Magpie is supposed to be a stealth character, and instead Magpie's kind of been rubbing her face over everything, sticking her fingers in everything publicly. And that might not be the greatest thing for somebody who's supposed to be a stealth.
Not everything. Keeping your fingers out of something.
Yeah, like one or two things, because you only have so many fingers to cram in there.
Right.
Is this all the recap?
I don't know. Yes. Oh, was it the recap?
I'm sorry, my brain is it's trying so hard. It's on like two cylinders.
And I'm helping.
So after like a polite discussion of maybe we should retire you and not go to Florida way, magically they were convinced that no. Magpie can totally still be a stealth character, even though she's being played by Alex, who has who has no capabilities. I realized this in between episodes that, why'd you let me be a stealth character, Daniel? You knew that was a bad idea, Daniel.
It's more fun that way.
I know. I fucked myself over.
It's like you're a character that goes, oh yeah, I can disappear.
I know. And then after some mysterious code words and probably blurting out all the secrets we've been collecting till now. Probably all of them. We probably have no secrets left. Magpie just got to leave. Casually. And whatnot. Oh yeah, and we jumped back to Ilsen, where Ilsen, it did not end with a hearty handshake. It actually ended with Odalai realizing that Ilsen may or may not have been tracked by ghouls, and so they had to stop their happy fun time adventure with Bertrand. And so as they were leaving, the ghouls were like, yo, Ilsen, what's up? My buddy got murdered, Ilsen. Do you have any idea how my buddy got murdered? And Ilsen was like, oh no, it totally wasn't us. Don't worry about it. I don't remember if that was convincing or not.
Oh, and Ilsen did try to implicate a senator.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We really like pointing fingers at people. One day it will work. That's the best I can do for a recap.
Well, the other thing with it is that the ghouls essentially put pressure on Ilsen to the point where she had to agree to feed information to them and be an informant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And Ilsen also heard in passing that news of the train heist is now back to Lave.
Ilsen's a narc.
Well, not technically. She hasn't narked yet.
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, the only thing I think you missed is that Magpie didn't see it, but you as players know it was happened, is after Magpie left the meeting with Singlet, one of Singlet's goons turned to him and said, so what do you want to do about Stonebreaker?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we all laughed.
Uh-huh. Nobody's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Ezri, there is a sleeping Mr. Tompkins on your chest.
Is he making biscuits?
He's not making biscuits right now, but occasionally his wings are stretching just a little bit. Like maybe he's having a dream about flying.
Aw.
Oh, he's hunting something. Aw.
Ezri will give Mr. Tompkins head scritchies.
He half opens his eyes to look at you, and he kind of gets up and stretches, just a big stretch on top of you. You're awake. I don't know how long you've been asleep, but you were really out when I got back.
I didn't expect you to be back. Yeah, I broke someone out of prison and went to a weird dog show. What have you been up to?
His ears kind of go back at dog show. Oh, well, I rode the train the rest of the way, wandered around and explored a bit while the people there were freaking out, and then hopped on the train back. They're all very upset.
How upset?
From 1 to 10.
Well, humans get upset very easily about the strangest things, but there were a bunch of other men in uniforms that got on the train. Didn't catch everything they were doing. Most of what humans say is boring.
Fair.
They're all true.
Said something about Emperor. Is that an important person?
Yes.
Oh. Well, they seem to think he was going to be very mad, too.
Fuck. Can we knock off the Emperor?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we robbed the Emperor.
Gotta work our way up.
I mean, it was weapons that were being sent to the Margothi border, is what the package was described as.
Oh, wow. Did we stop a war crime? actually. Could we be the good guys in this scenario?
Ooh.
Well, we unleashed it on the city, so... Mm-hmm. Neutral.
You stopped somebody else's war crime and then committed your own.
Yeah.
Redirected the war crime.
Group effort.
It's like, this is a boomerang. Interesting that the senator was interfering with the delivery for their own ends.
I know, right? Very odd.
Oh, shit.
There was a bunch of commotion when the train arrived as well. But I just wandered off at that point. I was hungry.
Thank you for the information. Do you mind if I get up?
Oh, and he hops down onto the ground and starts wandering off to go to his food dish. Because Mr. Tompkins hasn't been there, the food that is in there is a little stale. So he just sits there and stares at Zidon until Zidon brings him some fresh food.
Is Tibu around?
Tibu would have gone to bed later than you, and she is still asleep right now.
Okay, so Ezri will do whatever her little morning routine is, probably some squats, and then look at the mirror and see if Neva is in the vicinity.
Oh, I think Neva would be at this point. He's not quite on Tier 8 yet. He's somewhere in the Warrens heading down.
Well, I guess she will set out for those papers. I guess before she leaves, she'll write down whatever you need for papers. Do they include like a physical description and stuff?
Just basic stuff like hair color, okay. Eye color, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Height.
Ezri will go to the place to get forgeries that she definitely knows.
Give me some sort of something intellect-based to kind of have an idea. Like, do you know independent forgers? Do you have to go with somebody from a player group or...
Yeah.
Or some other organized crime syndicate? What do you have to do?
Okay.
So I think it's probably 12.
My intellect is precious to me, so 16?
Okay. You know for sure that the Briskers and the Ilkers can do forged documents. There are rumors of other organizations that are out there. You don't really have the details on them, but there are also some independent forgers. And one of them, you know, is on the 10th tier. His name is Lester Camos. He's at least independent of any of the organizations, and he has a reputation for producing good papers, at least from what you've heard.
Would, how many people do we have in this place? 8 plus Ezri?
Mm-hmm.
Is that more or less than 200 shins?
8?
That'd be 25 shins a piece, right?
Well, we have to think about it in the context of the economy and the Warrens, too. So actually, I do think it would be like, so if you've got 8, and if it's 25 a person, yeah, so it's about 200 shins exactly.
She'll grab 50 more shins out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And head to Lester's shop.
You head down to Tier 10. Find Lester's shop. Easy enough. Now, you've never met Lester. You just know where he is. And his shop is sort of, it advertises itself as a fortune teller's shop.
Ah.
And when you come in, like, you can see, like, it's all decked out with weird bits of rock formation, and Lester is sitting at a table. He looks like he's reading a copy of the Corpus Caller.
Good newspaper.
It's okay. Sometimes they get a good story. The thing on the Margot the Agents was really good, and the thing on the Finger was pretty good, too. But a lot of it's fluff.
Right. Speaking of papers...
Do you like your fortune read?
Yes.
All right. Have a seat.
She will have a seat.
What would you like to learn about your future?
I would like to learn if my 8 friends and I would like to know the future of my 8 friends and I, yeah.
8, you say?
Yes.
Very specific number.
Thank you.
He grabs 2 rocks and he holds them up to his head, like at each temple. And he rubs their bases and they glow a little bit. And he says, interesting. I have a feeling you and your 8 friends are making some changes and that they'll be involved with a business transaction with me.
You're good.
It's a gift.
But not free, right?
No, it's not free. What kind of documents are we talking about? How official are we talking? Are we talking about personal identification papers? Are we talking about guild memberships being forged? Are we talking about government IDs? I don't really truck with those. You have to have somebody with more of an appetite to risk, but what are you looking for?
Personal identification for now.
All right. Fabricated or replacements?
Ooh. Depends on the price, but I'm interested in replacements.
Replacements are more expensive, and also there are limitations because obviously there has to be some similarity in the paperwork to the previous version of it. And of course, the donor of said paperwork has to at least be in the rough realm of the same shape as whoever's inheriting it.
Right. Still, though, if you can do it.
It's possible. And just like I said, it depends on the person I'm getting it for and what I have available from donors. Otherwise, I can fabricate something. A fabricated forgery will hold off casual interest, casual review, but if they decide to dig any deeper, it will be clear that it doesn't exist anywhere else. Whereas my replacement work corresponds to official census paperwork maintained by the Empire.
Well, here's the list, and Ezri will hand over the list.
All right.
I'll take as many replacements as you can get.
I'll need descriptions of all of them.
She wrote that down.
Okay. What's this note here next to one of the names? Says someone, what does she want?
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about that. Well, my friend seems to always be mad at me lately. It's just, what does she want?
I see. I'll disregard that for now, then.
Thanks.
I'll see what I can find. Well, that should have popped out at me right away. I can only assume you're Ezri.
Why?
Well, I don't often see people as large as you, and the physical details on here seem pretty close.
Well, that's too bad, but you're not wrong.
Yeah. So, I can tell you, you are going to be the most difficult one on this list, because you are very much wanted. I can get you papers. I just want you to understand that even with replacement papers, your face is fairly well known.
Has Ezri done her makeup today? I have a few tricks.
All right. It's still the same price. I just wanted to coach you on that there's going to be limitations to how much it can work in your case.
Thanks for that. And for me, I would like a couple throwaways.
Okay.
As well.
So just throwaways for you?
No, a replacement and a couple throwaways. I mean, a replacement if you can get it.
All right. Like I said, replacements are more expensive. Normally, I can, you know, create a forged identities for somebody for as little as 20 shins. Since you're asking for a number of them, I'm getting a large batch of work out of the deal. Replacements, though, depending on their rarity and difficulty of finding, as well as the status of the donor, can run anywhere from 30 to 40 shins.
I can swing it.
All right. Well, I'll get to work on these. It'll take a little bit of time because I need to check for what's available in terms of replacements. This could probably take anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how quickly I can find the replacements.
Makes sense. I'll check back in here.
All right.
Or will you send me a note? Don't send me a note. I'll come check in.
Given the amount of work that I'll be engaged in, I would like a deposit up front of 100 shins.
Ezri pulls out 100 shins.
Okay. He puts it down. He actually jots down into a ledger. He's like, okay, I will apply this against the final cost. But if you don't come back to collect them, it is forfeit.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. So I'll get to work. Have a lovely day. And your fortune will come true.
Great. And she'll leave.
As you are stepping out, you nearly bumped into somebody who looks to be, they have that same strange mask, Emery. And after a moment of surprise, like, Ezri,
Emery,
I didn't think I would bump into you here.
I wasn't sure I'd ever bump into you again.
Well, that would have been a shame.
Right. Getting your fortune told?
In a way. I'm a regular customer here.
Oh, good. This is my first time.
Well, I'm sure he'll be gentle with you.
That seemed like you charged me full price.
Well, things are expensive here in the city.
How's Charlie?
He's good. A little uncomfortable. He got caught by surprise by some of the rain.
Oh, yeah, it was quite flooded up here.
Yeah, he's got a little sniffle, but he'll be better soon.
Have you engaged in any crime and insurrection lately?
Sounds like you have.
What have you heard?
She kind of looks around. Should we maybe go somewhere a little bit more private than the street?
Yeah, Ezra's very smart about not talking about stuff.
So she leads you to like a corner of the tier, like kind of away from the main roads. Because like in every tier in the Warrens, there's the section of buildings that haven't been up kept, but people get really freaked out about the idea of tearing down a building in the Warrens.
Got it.
There is a slight hissing sound as she unseals her mask and takes it off, revealing a round face, almost a circular chin in a way. I would say probably like hazel eyes and sort of light brown hair.
Oh, human though, apparently.
But human, yes.
Okay.
She's probably like in her mid-20s, somewhere around there. Now that the mask is off, you can see that she does have a tattoo. It's like chains wrapped around a fist on her neck.
Oh, cool. Nice tat.
Thanks. It's mandatory. So, there's a lot of talk about you right now. I'm not sure, maybe it hasn't reached this far down here, but there is even for them, a clusterfuck of activity on the surface city about a train heist, a bunch of Imperial Army members murdered by Ezri Stonebreaker and accomplices.
Ooh, top billing. Hey, Ezri Stonebreaker and some accomplices. Name of my band. Ezri will take off her own mask. In my defense, they were trying to kill me first.
Well, in a way, they always have been, right?
They can't seem to quit.
Yeah, I would say so. This is what I can tell you. Some of my associates have seen activity related to this as far as the Imperial House.
Ghouls.
And they don't know the identity of the people that were there with you, but at least three of them sounded very similar to your friends in the tunnel.
Why are you pointing all this out?
I just want you to know there's going to be a lot of heat. And let's just say you're catching other people's attention as well.
Other people like the Emperor or other people like you?
Like myself and my associates.
Interesting.
People who want real change.
It definitely needs to be a change.
We agree. And you don't seem to be somebody who minds getting your hands dirty either, because change is messy.
I really don't know how to do it any other way.
Tell you what, I'd like you to meet somebody. Not now. I'll have to arrange something. I'll get you a message on when it's confirmed. But let's try to get together a couple days from now in the third tunnel at tier 12.
Is there like a known convention? Is it like the third tunnel from the left? Like you always count?
So you would know that the third tunnel is actually like you go into the tunnels at tier 12 and then the tunnels start splitting. And so if somebody's saying the third tunnel, they mean the third branch.
Okay. A couple days?
Yeah. I'll get you a note the exact time.
All right. I'll see you then.
Sounds good. Hey. She gets up, extends a hand to shake.
Ezri shakes.
She's got a fairly strong grip, and she lets go, and then she puts her mask back into place, and then, again, her mask is different. You actually hear a slight hiss of air pressure as the mask locks into place.
God, that's dope. Well, good luck on your future.
Thanks. You too. And then we cut back to Ilson. Ghouls have left you.
Yeah, so Ilson's not doing good.
Mm-hmm.
The violence of the dog show, followed by having to watch Bertrand get torn apart, and then dealing with the briskers and then ghouls from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's dissociating at the moment.
Okay.
So I think she's vaguely aware of her returning to her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely aware that she is missing her rendezvous with the Mrs. Terrell lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to go to sleep for a while.
Okay. That's a good idea. Are you doing your 10 hours?
My 1 hour and 10 hour.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Then, Magpie.
Yeah?
Where do you go after your meeting with Singlet?
To go find a place to nap. We're all going to take a nap.
Okay. You're way down in tiers.
20.
Yeah. So, are you going to your place or are you going to the Enclave?
Which one's closer?
The Enclave is closer.
She's going to break into the Enclave and sleep there.
You don't have to break in. They know you.
They will open the door for you.
Ezri, you feel another weight on your chest.
Magpie's a character who doesn't stealth when necessary, but stealths when absolutely not needed.
I know. She's just like a fart. When you don't care, it's silence.
Okay, so you're heading back to the Enclave. Give me a perception roll of 18. Just out of curiosity.
Does this apply to danger sense?
I don't think it's danger sense in this case. Because okay. I don't think it's dangerous what you're trying to spot.
I'm just going to... My murder buddy, maybe?
No, that would be a much different DC.
It'd be a 2, because he'd run right up to you and give you a high five.
Eventually.
Well, shit, I got a 5, so I don't notice shit.
Okay. Yeah, so you get up to tier 8. You're not to the Enclave yet. And you notice it's probably been there for a while, but like it's been a long couple days for you.
Yeah.
Your bag, essentially, as it bumps against you as you're turning a corner, is heavier and there's something else in it.
Damn it, Fernand. She's going to check her bag.
There is a box inside about the size of a Kleenex box, and it has a large M written on top of it.
Still no danger sense going off?
Still no danger sense going off.
We're going to open the box. What's in the box, Daniel?
In the box, you find what looks to be a note in what you would recognize as Ferdinand's handwriting, and a coin purse.
Yay! I got paid too? What's the note say, Daniel?
It says, Magpie, thanks for all your help. We couldn't have completed the real job without you.
Aww.
Here's your share. Looking forward to working with you again. And then it has a large F and a flourish.
This is going to count because trust no one.
There's 750 shins in it.
Oh, God. Daniel, you're making me math. I'm getting out a calculator. And while I'm mathing, she goes and passes out somewhere.
Okay. You're heading towards the Enclave, and you're almost there, really.
Mm.
And somebody, like, bumps into you. Like, they tripped on a rock and something and then lost their balance and tried to catch themselves by grabbing your shoulder. Oh, sorry about that. Sometimes it's easy to miss those rocks. They just jump out and bite you.
Perception check?
You don't need to make a perception check. You see a sort of young, pinched rat face of a man in a very nice dark cloak with the typical worn shitty clothes underneath that very nice cloak. And he's got some sort of burn mark on his lower left jaw.
I supposed to know who this is as a person, Alex.
Alex would know who it is, but Magpie wouldn't.
Is it the wizard cat?
Hey, I'm looking for Ezri Stonebreaker. I've been asking around, but...
Oh my god!
Nobody seems to know how to point me in the right direction. Some of them were really rude.
My god! A lot of people are looking for Ezri Stonebreaker. There's a good reward on her.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what I was looking for. I mean, I was telling those guys over there, like, she helped bust me out of jail.
No!
I just want to meet up with her, and, like, she told me to come down here when I was done with the lady, and that was fun. But that's a story for another time. But anyway, yeah, so looking for Ezri. She said she would find me down here, but I've been wandering around for, I don't know, 20 minutes asking for her, and I can't find her anywhere.
This guy better make all his understanding humanity checks. All of them.
This is beautiful.
No, but they're Ezri's checks. How about what you guys don't get? Like, he just gives an ass at.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not, like,
I know.
So I was actually rereading this. He can provide an asset, but if he's taking an action, you roll for him.
Ah.
You just can't spend effort for him.
Okay.
So you could have him just check the Numenera with his training if you want to.
Got it.
So let's say I can get you to Ezri.
Oh, great. That'd be awesome.
Do you have any proof that Ezri sent you?
Oh, yeah. And he turns around and he moves his cloak aside, lifts up the back of his tunic, and you see this enormous tramp stamp slightly at an angle on his back. That's a sledgehammer and a shotgun crossed with ES underneath it.
Would Magpie recognize this as a symbol of Ezri?
You would have no fucking idea. Ezri definitely likes shotguns and sledgehammers, but...
I know, I'm just like, that seems right, but, like, not right. Like, just thinking, like, none of this is giving good vibes.
I'm legit, I swear, checking out this fucking really specific tramp stamp. I'm dying over here.
Pretty bitchin', right? I thought it was cool. Anyway, she said it was going to tell her where I was, so that's why I was confused when I couldn't find her right away.
Mm.
Yeah, but she did tell me that, like, she can't see me jerk off with it or anything like that, so, like, it's cool. It's not anything weird.
You hear that, magpie? This isn't weird.
I think she's just, like, sitting there, like, I think I, like, she thinks she's getting a headache now, and she's just like, we're stealth now. We can't just kill this person. We have to be stealth now.
So, if you do know where she is, I mean, that would help me a lot.
I do.
And honestly, I think it would help her, too. She said she really needed a powerful nano to help her out.
So, the thing is, as you've met Ezri, she's very specific on instructions. So, what you need to do is let me tie you up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Stasis losing it. Tie me up. I mean, I was just doing that a while ago, but...
I know, you're all limber now, so one more round.
Yeah, he kind of like pauses, like, now he's not sure if you're talking about the same thing. Oh, I appreciate that, but, you know, I got to get to know somebody first before we do that.
I mean, fair enough. We were going to do it the easy way. Roll to bash him in the head with a nightstick?
What?
Okay.
Oh my God.
That'll be a 6.
18.
So your nightstick is a light weapon, right?
Yeah.
18 is +2 damage.
I'm just trying to knock him out.
I don't know if this knocks him out yet, but it definitely, like, he, like, spins around from the hit. He's like, what the fuck?
You denied the easy way. Just gonna hit him again.
Okay, 6 again.
Are you supposed to be inconspicuous?
So I got a 16. This is a crazy person who's asking everybody where Ezri Stonebreaker is. I feel like this is still inconspicuous.
Yeah, so he goes down with that. Not dead, but definitely unconscious at this point.
Okay. We're gonna weaken the Bernie's it again.
Where are you taking him?
We're going to stealthily, like non-conspicuously, walk to a different location and see if we can find a different entrance to the enclave or an area near the enclave to tie him up in. It's for like storage.
Somewhere near the enclave is probably a better bet.
And like store him and then go to the enclave and like find Ezri to see if she can like verify these facts.
Okay. Yeah, because you would know, even if you're not really like a member of the enclave, you know if you showed up with Neva somehow without any other knowledge about it, like Tebu would freak.
I know, and we're trying to be nice to Tebu.
So I think you can find another place to tie him up.
Yeah.
Ezri, you're cruising back to Tier 8 or wherever you want to go now that you've got your order in for papers.
She'll head back to Tier 8, and once she...
Are you heading for the enclave?
She's going to grab snacks on the way, but yeah.
Okay, so you grab some snacks.
Actual snacks, Alex, like just food.
So as you are headed back to the enclave with your snacks, you see Magpie backing out of a, looks like an abandoned shack.
Oh my God.
And cautiously, like, shutting the door.
Magpie.
Hi.
I haven't seen you in a couple days or maybe a few hours. I'm not sure.
Time is weird like that.
Doing all right, though. Wait, where's Ilsen?
Oh, we were doing a kidnapping, and then the rains came, and there was a flood and waves. It got intense, and then we got separated, and as I was coming back, I met someone.
Oh, cool. I broke a nano out of prison.
Oh, you did it. Okay. Would they be very stupid?
You know, it's hard to say, but yes.
I may have encountered them if they were the type of nano who walk around asking everyone if they could find Ezri Stonebreaker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They have this weird tramp stamp. It's kind of neat, but a little crooked.
I gave him that. It's hard to hold the gun straight.
It's crooked.
Listen, kept wiggling. My fault. Ezri pulls out her little device and looks at the glass to see where Neva is.
The distance and direction, you would assume that he is in that shack right now that Magpie just came out of.
Oh, so you took care of him.
Well, I wasn't going to bring him to the enclave, and I was very nice. I suggested, hey, I could tie him up and bring him to you, and he said no. I have to get to know somebody before we can do that.
No, he doesn't, apparently.
I may or may not have hit him in the head a couple times.
You probably couldn't really afford that, but in the shack here?
Yeah, shack.
All right.
I'm going to go take a nap.
As you will go in the shack.
He is tied to a chair with a very bruised face.
Neva, got yourself into some trouble, huh?
He is still unconscious.
Oh.
I hit him pretty good.
Ezri will untie him and pick him up.
Uh-huh.
Cradled gently in her arms, not just over the shoulder.
Mm.
And carry him back.
Oh, little baby.
No, more like to not draw attention, as much attention. And she'll carry him to the enclave.
Okay. As you're going, he makes occasional like, I think you know me.
He's asking around for me, huh?
Yeah.
He wouldn't shut up when we were escaping that prison either.
Oh, my best prison ever.
Said he talked to quite a few people about you and how you broke him out of prison.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I have things to tell you once we get back into the enclave.
It's about how you broke somebody out of prison.
Where's Ilsen, though? Still alive, I hope. If she's not with me, I just assume she's with you.
Oh, no. That was the waves happened in separation. And I mean, at least she has Bertrand that we were trading in to be the fall guy. So at least one of them's dead.
She's at the Briskers.
Maybe. But we'll give it a day, I think. I'll take a nap. It'll be great.
You do look ragged.
Okay. So you guys go into the enclave. Tibu sees you carrying in somebody in your arms, and she stares for a second, and then you can see her, like, doing mental math on how much energy she has remaining, and she just sighs and goes to find some food. As you bring them in, we cut back to Ilsen waking up.
I rolled like shit on my recovery roll, so Ilsen did not sleep well.
No.
Mm-hmm. That fits. Yeah. It's in alignment with the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's great. Oh, man.
It is Monday?
Fuck.
Ugh.
I thought it was Friday.
I can't think of anything else that she would do except stay in bed. I think she is in a dark place, and I think around noon, she becomes vaguely aware that this is the same feeling of feeling trapped, of feeling like under the weight of somebody else's authority that she felt back in Margothy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to do something a little drastic. I think she's going to go back to the old enclave.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone's got some baby balls.
So you start heading towards the old enclave. You make a perception roll of 18.
See? Thinking if I want this to be my flex skill for today, I'm going to make it my flex skill for today. So that's 15, 17.
Okay. You see, as you're going, like, you almost miss him in the shadows, and then you notice that Ferdinand is approaching you. He was definitely moving quietly. Like, he has something in his hand, and it looks like he was probably planning on trying to slip it onto your person.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to keep walking, but she's going to go off the main streets into the alleys or something.
Okay. Ferdinand follows. Ilsen, this is less fun than the way I like to do it, but I came to bring you your share.
My share?
And he holds out to you a box about the size of a Kleenex box with an eye written on top of it.
She'll take it silently and just kind of look at it and then look at him.
Ghouls are following me. They know about the train heist and about a lot of things. You should stay away for a long time, I think.
Oh, I'll take care of myself. And you be careful, Ilsen. The world's more interesting with you in it.
Good luck.
And he starts walking away.
Ilsen puts the box in her bag and keeps going to the old enclave.
Old enclave is on the third tier, so I guess...
Yeah, Ilsen's apartment, I believe, is on the third tier as well.
Yeah. Mm. You're not changing tiers. You're just kind of walking across the tier. Okay. I would say on your way to the old enclave, I'm going to say for narrative convenience, since we haven't established it, you'll pass near the Corpus Caller on your way. And as you are walking, you're not like going directly in front of the Corpus Caller, you're like a couple streets down, but as you're passing, just like out of habit, you know, you look at a building you recognize, and you see hanging by their wrists from the walls, the hands just look utterly red. You're too far away to make out details, but someone you can only assume to be Bertrand, who has had his stomach sliced open and his intestines have uncoiled onto the ground. And around his wrist is a single mauve sash. And that's where we'll end this episode.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
I'm going to pick on Stace something about this episode.
Meeting the Rock Bear Rebels, whoever the hell they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty dope. I also like how the team was so close to reuniting, and Ilsen was like, I'm going to go to the old Enclave, actually.
So close.
Yeah.
So close.
Ilsen's in a different genre than you guys are at the moment, so.
Oh, which genre?
Heavy emotional drama.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her scenes are in black and white.
Undersaturated, no music whatsoever.
Maybe a little sepia moment.
Very indie art house while you guys are like in a comedy or
yeah,
comedy action.
Yeah, we were doing some pretty good comedy. So.
Everything she does is being narrated by Werner Herzog.
Oh, no.
I gotta say Neva, too, though. Neva just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Or worse. I'm not sure, but I love it either way.
Neva is becoming quickly one of my favorite NPCs to play.
He's a walking GM version, I feel like.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ezri Stonebreaker? She broke me out of prison. My God. I wonder how he got caught.
I imagine that it went like that.
Probably, maybe I should have asked that question.
Fun times. We have a segment that we do each week called Player Intrusions. That's where we offer you, the listener, an XP to check out something that we think you'd really dig. This week, it is my turn, and I will offer you all an XP to read the following book. I've deliberately kept this book quiet amongst the group because I feared that Stace would read it first and snipe the player intrusion.
Ooh.
What I will offer everybody an XP to read is The Tainted Cup, the new novel by Robert Jackson Bennett. It's the first book in a new series called Shadow of the Leviathan, and it is a fantasy murder mystery. It is set in a world where this empire that's got multiple walls that it needs an infrastructure built around stopping these giant leviathans that come out of the sea every wet season and leave destruction in their wake. And so this culture has turned to a combination of the infrastructure and then also using biological magic by taking that leviathan blood and blending it with various like plant life and things like that to maintain the empire. And the story follows Dineos Cole, who is an apprentice assistant investigator who serves Anna Delabri, a brilliant but eccentric investigator who is so overwhelmed by stimulus, she almost never leaves her home, but she's capable of solving amazing mysteries. And Cole's job is to be her eyes and ears because he is a magically altered human who remembers everything he experiences with perfect clarity. Their relationship between the two investigators is got a very Holmes and Watson vibe, which is fun. Although Anna also has a streak of Hannibal Lecter to her. And this murder mystery is because people are dying, specifically engineers are dying, the people that maintain those seawalls, and they're dying with a very unusual murder weapon, a plant that bursts forth from them in a lethal bloom. The investigation takes them into the politics of the powerful, the true nature of the empire, and specifically, because Robert Jackson Bennett has very cerebral themes to his books. So previous books that I think Stace and I have both talked about, Foundry Side was about how technology can empower and disempower people in cycles. And this book is very much about like the importance of infrastructure and how it maintains a nation, and also what happens when you get to a point where people want the status quo and they can't accept change, and what corruption will they engage in to stop improvements being made. So really good book. The world building is honestly awesome. It's very cool. The murder mystery is really well done and well plotted and with the appropriate twists and turns. And it's got a great pacing. Like, it was very hard for me to put down. But yeah, I love Anna. I love Cole. They're great together. And yeah, I highly recommend The Tainted Cup by Robert Jackson Bennett. If people wanted to tell us what they think of the Tainted Cup or the podcast, how would they do that, Samson?
Well, they can come to our website, explorerswanted.fm. On there, they'll see our various socials. On Mastodon, we are at explorerswanted at dice.camp. On Blue Sky, we are at explorerswanted.fm. On Instagram and Facebook, we are at explorerswantedpodcast. But the best place to talk to us about nerd stuff is our Discord. explorerswanted.fm/discord will bring you there. Also, if it is within your means and you're feeling generous, patreon.com/explorerswanted is a great place to support us. And please use our dice failure code with Die Hard Dice. Explorers Wanted at checkout, get 10% off your order.
And if you can't financially support us, we totally understand. The best thing you could do for us is to tell your friends, tell them what you like about the show, why they should listen to it. Second best thing is to leave us a 5-star written review on a podcast directory like Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. There's a lot of actual plays out there, and there's a lot of podcasts out there, period. And those reviews really help people when they're trying to find new shows to try. And if you didn't like the podcast, or if you thought it was just meh, well, life can be very hard. And to know, really know, the horrors that others face is harder still. The temptation is to make yourself into life's reflection, to wrap your heart in stone, to hold everything at a distance, to bury that desire to sob uncontrollably, to narrow your vision to the tunnel of your own safety. But to close yourself off is to die a little inside. We are communal animals. Our survival and greatest achievements are only possible with our joint efforts. And a chest of stone can only draw comrades through fear and horrors. So, learn to soften. Your heart might break, but you will live, and our species will too. If you want to reach out to us on social media, you can. You can find me on Mastodon as Daniel at Anderlik, ANDRLIK.org.
Find me on our Discord. I'm Stace Windu.
Vulnerability? That is terrifying. Goddamn. I'm at Slam Potato at Dice.camp on Mastodon and at Slam Potato on Twitter and Blue Sky.
I'm just like typing horrible things in the chat constantly. I'm T with a Unicorn on Twitch, Instagram, and Threads.
All right, that's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, as we will for every week in the foreseeable future. Have a good night, day, weekend, or whenever you're listening to this. And bye!